Hello and welcome to another episode of Weird Together.
Yay!
Oh man, what a night, what a day. We're actually going to have a couple beers in this episode. Earlier this week, we recorded for my other podcast, A Pint with Friends. We recorded an episode with Steamworks, drinking some Steamworks products, some brand new products called Refresh, which is low calorie, sugar free beer. And we're actually going to have some more again today. But if you want that full review, please go over to look for A Pint with Friends under your favorite podcast platform. And listen to that episode. It's episode 20.
Yeah.
But Shan's going to open up one of those right now.
Oh, okay. The tab's a little hard to open. One sec.
Reaching. Nice. You're using the Lego opener to open up a beer.
The Lego disassembler?
I think those fine Danish folk would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Double duty. Look at that.
This is not a beer episode, but it's beer adjacent.
This is my favorite. It's called Guava Lime, and it's sugar free.
You absolutely love this.
I absolutely love this. But yeah, but go listen to A Pint with Friends.
We give it some love. We give it high praise. It was an incredible, or it was three different kinds of beer. Anyways, go check it out.
Yeah.
This week over here on this podcast, we've got some exciting new things to be scared of.
I know. First of all, the murder hornets.
Murder hornets.
What the fuck?
Out of nowhere. Murder hornets.
Yeah.
In Washington State.
Or is it Washington? It's sort of the West Coast, right?
When you said that, I was just like, okay, it's fine. It's going to be in California, Texas. It's going to be somewhere hot where you would expect a murder hornet to live. Nope, just across the border. Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, and because we wanted to look up what the murder hornet looked like, we found a video by Coyote Peterson.
I love that guy's name.
A show called The King of Sting. Apparently, that's what he does. It's a YouTube channel called Brave Wilderness, and all he does is get stung by things to see how it feels.
I feel like this
is a weird sex fetish.
This guy is not getting paid enough.
I don't know. So he stung himself with this thing, and he's like immediately regretting it.
So these things don't kill humans, but they could kill bee populations.
Well, I think it's known to kill humans, though.
There was another video you showed me the other day of them attacking a mouse.
It murdered a mouse.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What?
Like, March and April wasn't bad enough already. And now this.
Yeah. And so, but it has been known to kill humans, and it has been known to take out hordes of bees. It can wipe out a bee population pretty quickly. They're little assholes.
And these dicks don't even give honey.
They're not murder hornets. They're dicks.
Hornets don't do anything, right? Do they? Like, they don't.
I don't know what the deal with hornets are. These ones look
like
pretty
bees
creepy.
Get a bad rap, but then it's like, by the way, we steal their honey.
Well, see, I have a thing. I run when I see a bee because I'm allergic.
Yeah.
So I imagine a hornet would not be any better.
Just be worse.
If I got stung by a murder hornet, it may not go so well for me. But I don't know. This guy's insane. Like, why he built a whole YouTube channel of stinging himself with, like, the world's worst things you can get stung with.
Like tarantula bites, ant bites, you name it.
Like, not just regular ants, like the world's worst ants. Like,
right.
Let's go to South America and find... And then he releases it when he's done.
Great. So just gives it the taste of killing and then lets it go on its way.
Yeah. In the end of the video, he released the murder hornets. And I was like, why not kill it? They offer nothing. So that's crazy. So if you want to watch him get stung, you can just go to Coyote Peterson on The King of Sting on YouTube. I think his channel's called Brave Wilderness.
I guess you got to find your niche. And he found his.
Yeah.
And he is.
He did travel to Japan to do that one. That's insane.
I guess that's where murder hornets are from.
Yeah.
Weird.
They're not officially called the murder hornet. I think that's their nickname.
Well, it's a heck of a good, it's a good brand. It's catchy. It's catching on. I'm aware of it.
Murder hornets.
I'm not going to forget it.
I don't like hornets to begin with.
They've just got a good advertising agency working for them right now.
So forget that shit. don't they know they can't cross the border right now, so they should just stay?
That just bumped my other favorite Hornet, which was the Charlotte Hornets, the basketball team. Down a notch.
Their character is so much cuter, though. Yeah. I don't like how Hornets' bodies are sort of slightly detached, so their middle part is like our buses, where they kind of move around.
Oh, yeah, a little slinky bus.
Slinky. They're like little slinky bugs.
I don't know enough about insects at all. Although years and years and years ago, we went to the Victoria Bug Zoo, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
Because neither of us are really great fans of bugs.
No.
And I kind of left there becoming a fan of certain bugs.
I didn't mind like the beetles. I kind of feel like the bigger the bug, the less gross it is.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case because I don't like spiders at all. Although the tarantula, I was warming up to the tarantula, but... Like this, what is that thing you put on your hand that felt like a toothbrush?
It was like a African millipede or something
and
like
you just,
that.
It was weird, right? With a thousand like a ton of little feet walking on
it.
It
had
arm.
Like a thousand legs on it, yeah. Which is, again, that's bad naming because it didn't have a million, it had a thousand. So, anyway, it felt like a toothbrush just sort of on my hand.
I feel like his theme song is "If I Walk 500 Miles."
Yes, 500 it should more. Be.
but
and then when that whole experience, like, it was full of kids, and you, me, and your mom went, and
my mom was against a wall the whole time,
and I was kind of happy.
She was like, she looked horrified through the whole thing.
Yeah, and I was kind of that way too, and like all of a sudden it's just like, and I think the college girl that was hosting the little thing on her summer job or whatever it is, looked at me and I'm just like, these 8-year-olds are stepping up. I got to step up too. It's like, okay, I'll put up my hand. And then I loved
it. But the 8-year-olds are, young kids are fearless.
Yeah.
They don't know things hurt them or could hurt them or whatever.
They haven't had a Space Mountain experience.
They haven't been bit or stung or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't had a Space Mountain moment.
So.
But yeah, we did it. I think I held a beetle.
I think
was
you
cool
did.
With the beetle. Yeah. They were less gross. Like the leaf bug, I was less gross with those. They're kind of cute.
Cool.
It's been when you put like ants. No, I'm not a friend. I hate ants. They're fascinating, but I hate ants, especially ones in Florida. The ones that sting you.
Fire ants.
A fire ant.
Yeah, those things have scared the shit out of me too. Because all you've ever told me about them, when I saw them, I was just like, nah.
Yeah, we're in Florida. I'm like, step away from the ant pile because you don't really see them, but they're everywhere. And as soon as they start getting on you, you get all these little bites.
Yeah.
So I don't like ants, bees, hornets. I know bees are good. I like bees, but just stay away from me. That's all I care about.
See, I have a theory, and it sort of checks out, which is, once a creature has more than four legs, then it can no longer be cute. Like you add more. But an octopus, though, there's exception to the rule. Octopuses octopi can be cute.
They're more dangerous.
But
I don't know.
More legs, more creepy. Yeah, I just can't do it. I just can't
do it.
Nobody's fascinating ever said,
with more
"Oh my
legs.
God, look at the cute little spider." No, it's never happened.
I can't imagine their brains working to have every single one of those legs working.
And the eyeballs, the 9,000 eyeballs that they have.
Yeah.
It's freaky, man.
It's freaky.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Freaky. Maybe there's some weird inbreeding going on in the insect world, and that's how it happens.
Well, that shit's just, there may be inbreeding.
Insects are very fascinating. Don't get me wrong.
They are. Absolutely.
I just, creepy crawlies, just, they can spiders just... can fuck off. Altogether, snakes can fuck off.
They can reside on my documentary channel and be on my TV, but I don't
but
need to see them in
too.
Real life.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the slimy ones can go. I don't like the slimy ones.
True. Yeah. So,
slugs.
Anyways, basically murder hornets. They're coming for us. We're all going to die soon.
We're going to die of murder hornets and coronavirus.
So the second thing that I'm now
speaking
scared
of bugs,
because I said
there
was two things.
There's a bug flying around your microphone. What the hell?
Just wants to
Where's
perform.
The murder hornet? Take him out.
Interview. He wants to get in and state his case.
Maybe we can hire a murder hornet as our bodyguard.
Yes, that's true.
I've got
a mission.
They'll potentially
like
keep people 6 feet away from us.
There's a couple,
damn you, bug.
There's a couple of.
He heard us talking about him, and now
he
won't leave us alone.
He wants to get on the podcast.
He smells the beer. He knows.
He's got a story to tell about murder hornets.
He's like, man, I got a story to tell you, man. Those fuckers are mean. Killed my whole family.
Trying to get to the other second thing I'm heard of, but then you keep launching some gold. The second thing that I'm scared of, it turns out, is a mandolin.
Oh, God.
Not the one that you play, the one that you, they're the one that I was using last night to make a salad with.
It was one hell of a night.
And sliced my finger. Not off, thankfully.
No, he filleted his finger.
Just cut it wide open.
He filleted it very well.
And
a 1/4-inch fillet.
And it was just me being an idiot because I was, we just recently bought it. You used it a couple of nights ago with no problems whatsoever. I know I need to be careful with this thing. I cut a good portion of the cucumber and just, and I thought it was so long that it wouldn't work with the safety thing that you're supposed to use. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to stab into and use that as your slide so you don't cut your fingers. I was like, well, I'll just start it once it gets down. And I still had what I thought was tons of room left, and it was so fluid, and it's like, wow, this motherfucker is doing it. It's great.
You were going
really fast. In my mind, I was like, as I'm doing, it's like 1, 2, 3, and I'm like, this is great, this is awesome. I'm gonna stop right now and put on the thing, and I was one finger too close to it.
Yikes!
And it just lopped off, not lopped off, but it cut.
It was a pretty good cut, and to the point where I was looking for pieces of your finger.
So. Okay, I'm hurt. It's bleeding. I immediately put my hand in the sink and get the water on it. I don't know why we do that because that never helps a damn thing. It just hurts more. And then you grabbed a
paper towel.
Paper towel, thank you. And I started squeezing it and it was just doing its thing. It's still bleeding. It's bleeding. The paper towel is going red, 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 red. Then you ran off to go get the
our little medical Costco kit,
first aid kit. And I'm just like, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's stinging a little bit, but I'm such an idiot. I'm such an idiot. I can't believe I did that. Why did you do that? Like, it just happened. I wasn't even that close. How did this happen? Well, I'm such a dumbass. And then, of course, you're thinking, I'm going to need stitches. And it's like, I don't think I'm going to need stitches. It doesn't seem that deep. And then you look at it. Blood coming everywhere.
Yeah, he finally shows me because he doesn't like to show me because I pass out on the sight of blood.
You're not good with blood.
I'm not good with blood. And
I'm a good
husband. He opened
it
up,
so
and I was expecting like a little cut, and it just blood was just dripping from his finger. I was like, this is pretty bad.
And I
saw like a chunk gone of your finger. Like,
which was hard to see because blood just filled it in away.
Every time you try to put any kind of Band-Aid on it, it would
gush
everywhere. Yeah. So
and
I had to wrap it.
The best part about that was, too, is that I had changed the mandolin to be the
waffle fry cutter.
Yeah. To put like a nice fancy edge onto it.
Like a little
exactly,
ridge.
Exactly.
Ridges.
Ridges.
Yeah.
So to make ridged pickles.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a clean cut. I'm just like in my mind, I'm just thinking like
you
it's
waffled
like a, it's
your
like,
finger.
I waffled my finger. It's like a shark bite down there, right? Like it's clean.
Like, you've got like little waves in your finger now.
It's a clean cut, but it's all sorts of angles going on. So of course, what do? We wrap it up. We got this giant baseball bat on my finger
now. Well, we wrapped it up once,
now.
And then we wrapped it up a second time.
Yeah, so we wrapped it up and had dinner. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm occasionally putting, you're supposed to, one of the things you do to stop blood is supposed to put it your hand or above your heart so it's not pumping up into it. Nothing was coming through the wrapping because you
wrapped that motherfucker tight.
It was a baseball bat on my finger, and it was good, right? And then right before bed, we thought, oh, maybe we should look at it again and change it. Let's just to make sure.
Yeah.
So we unwrapped it and gosh, just again.
Again. You think it would have stopped by now.
Like, fuck, why did we do that? It was working perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. So then I suggested that, well, why don't we try and like, let's go a little bit tighter with it to kind of stop the blood flow because I don't want to go to the emergency room.
Well, it's not the best time to go right now either.
It's emergency for everyone. We all have the idea. You're going in there with a little cut on your finger. Meanwhile, there's people coming in with heart attacks, trauma, whatever. It's like you're going to be there for 6 hours.
Or COVID-19 stuff.
Or that.
Yeah.
Just without that, it sounds like a pain in the ass. I'm just in there. I'm going to be waiting. So
I was more concerned about going to like an epicenter of where any kind of viruses things are going on. I had no plans to go to any kind of hospital.
Right.
At all.
Absolutely.
Just because it's not a good idea.
I don't know what's going on there. None of us do. So
I don't know what's happening
fearful.
There. I don't know if it's full of like coronavirus
right.
patients.
And plus, I'm just always convinced I've never gotten stitches before. So I don't know what that looks like. So
yeah.
I just sort of assume that it eventually would just, like, things clot. Things stop bleeding. It's mm-hmm. bandaged up. It's not coming through this ginormous thing that we've wrapped around my finger, because you can't humanly possibly get through this giant ball I have on my finger that you've engineered. So yeah. I go to bed and I'm laying there and I've almost fallen asleep. And I think I rolled over and I was on my arm, and all of a sudden I woke up and my arm was tingling. It's like yeah. sort of that you sleep on your arm, you've got the, you know, the pins and needles thing, your arm's asleep, that kind of thing. But it wasn't like that. It was a little bit more painful. And I was just yeah. like, and of course, then you're just like, your mind starts racing. And it's just like, oh God, do I have like nerve damage? No, you don't have nerve damage. Because it's a minor
tip of your
cut.
Finger. I don't, is there nerves in the tip
I'm
of your
sure
finger?
I'm sure there is, but it's just like, no, I didn't do that. There was no, I didn't chop off
well,
my
it's
finger.
Because
there
we
was
were
no
reading,
finger anywhere on
it was
the
because
cucumbers.
I was reading the Health Link BC website, and because I don't know what to do if you have to go to the emergency room right now. Are all the emergency rooms closed? They have urgent care centers that are only open at 9 a.m.
Right.
So your only option is the emergency room.
And again, I yeah. don't want to go to the emergency room anytime, let alone
now. Because that's like
now.
A 4 to 6 hours gone from your life.
And this was so when I finally woke up, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I went to bed at midnight-ish. And then at that point, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I actually mm-hmm. got up a couple of times and was like walking around in the bedroom and then into the ensuite bathroom. And I was just like, I'm going to have to do this. I don't believe this. Like, shit, I'm gonna have to tell Shannon, like, we got to go. And it's like, no, it's fine. Just relax. And I couldn't get comfortable. My arm was just in pain. And then so finally, I think I got you and I said, I think we have to loosen this. Like, I think I might be cutting off mm-hmm. circulation. And we did that and that helped.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also like, you know what? Let's just do it. Let's just go.
Well, we took
I
it off again.
I can't. Well, but there was already the time.
Well,
like,
we took
like
it
I
off
said,
again and it was still gushing and dripping. Like
right.
when we were in the bathroom, it was dripping.
Well, and that was the
a
point.
Lot.
I think you had said anything that bleeds over 10 minutes, it's like you need to go and get it checked out.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as it was like a clean cut, it was like a 12 to 24 hour period before like serious infection gets in.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, fuck it. I'm going to go back to sleep. So I'm not dealing with that. I do not want to
So let's
go
during the day when the busiest.
Right. And it's like, well, I don't know when it is busiest. So anyways, long story short, we're not even going to be short because we're just going to keep talking about this, damn it. we finally make the call to go. Meantime, you changed your approach of the wrap mm-hmm. and you got a butterfly.
I found
Band-Aid,
some butterfly band-aids finally.
You'd also
in
your research, you'd ask me about when you pinch it mm-hmm. off, does it actually close? And yes. So you put the butterfly band-aid on and you actually seal it. You pulled the skin up.
Yeah, it sealed it.
And it's like the bleeding slowed. And then you wrapped it around a little bit. And I sort of asked that it wasn't going to be so intense. And mm-hmm. then within minutes, my arm was feeling less tingly. It was way, way better. So now all of a sudden I was just like, well, shit, now I could actually probably fall asleep because I'm wide awake. But now that I'm not in pain, I could probably relax and fall asleep. And it was like 3:30. And then it's just like, I think you did a little bit more research and we finally decided it's like,
You just came out again. You're like, it's really still hurting. And
let's go.
Let's just go.
I'm going to man up. I'm gonna
I already
go.
Knew that we were going. I was out here watching Cheers, waiting for you to be like, let's just go. Because I knew that was going to happen.
Either that idiot's going to fall asleep or...
And bleed all over our bed.
Yeah. So anyways, we go. We get to the hospital like 20 after 4. We have our plan. We brought masks with us because mm-hmm. we didn't know what we were going into. The parking lot was not full, which was eerie, but
we
it's 4 o'clock
right
in the morning.
We parked right up front, like the row before handicap.
And bonus, free parking.
Yeah, we parked right up front.
And so we go inside. They meet me. It was quiet. I almost said dead in there, but it was quiet.
It was quiet, but there was ambulances coming and going constantly, which made me nervous because I just kept seeing them. They're all geared up, and it just makes me nervous. I'm standing in there going, oh, this doesn't feel right.
So we had two very different experiences. We knew the plan was that you would probably have to wait in the car.
I have to go in the car.
Which makes perfect sense. Who wants to sit in a waiting room when you can have your own private room?
And the cars in the parking lot that were there, there was one other person waiting in the car.
Right.
So the other person was inside.
Right.
Yeah.
So the whole check-in experience, you know, it didn't take long. There was nobody sitting in the immediate waiting area, which was
It was all blocked unusual. Off. Like, it was really, like, they've really had the whole area just completely blocked out.
Yeah.
Like, it was a very small space to come in and check in.
Right.
So.
And by then, I was feeling so much better because my damn arm didn't hurt anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I had made a bad move by having you do this so tight.
Mm-hmm.
And again.
Well, we had to because it wouldn't, like. You had put a Band-Aid on. Okay, so when you went to put, every time when you'd rinse, wipe it off, and I would quickly try to put a Band-Aid on, the blood would literally just
fill
it before I even was able to wrap the Band-Aid around.
Yeah.
So I switched to gauze.
Yeah.
Gauze kind of helped much better, and then wrapped the gauze with tape.
Right.
And so that seemed to help, but you were like tighter because it might leak out the bottom, and so that's what happened.
Right. Again. Decision by idiot number two. Anyways, so finally I get in and it goes pretty quickly and I tell my story and the first nurse that is looking at me, she I think even said, yeah, I've got one of those and I'm too scared to use it.
Yeah.
So I helped her to never use that thing again. And
she must see that all the time though.
And she's looking at the finger and so you can tell she was a seasoned nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked her, I said, do you think it'll need stitches? And she's like, well, I'm gonna let Dr. Allen look at it and see. But like, you bloody well know they've seen everything. They know 100% of everything.
Oh, for
they're
sure.
Just not allowed
nurses
to say.
Nurses
because,
totally know.
And a lot of times it's younger doctors and seasoned nurses that have seen everything and know, and they're teaching the doctors basically.
Yeah.
But they can't give that medical advice out. So anyways.
Yeah.
Finally,
she didn't do the stitches, did she?
No, the doctor did the stitches. And there's a couple of moments when I was hearing some of the other activity in there. And fortunately, there was nobody like drunken asshole. There was none of that. There was two other people in there. There was some weird conversations. Somebody in the sort of the area, the curtained off area next to me. He was an older gentleman. He was asking for Tylenol 3s. There was a curtain between us.
Oh, I thought they would have put you in a room with.
Like, no, it's all wide open and just divided by
it's
curtains.
It's just interesting because a curtain doesn't seem like enough right now to keep you divided.
And they were probably 6 feet away from me, but there was lots of empty things. Like it wasn't, as far as I can tell, there was maybe only three other people in there with me, three other patients.
Yeah, it wasn't busy. I mean, ambulances were coming and going and bringing people. I watched continually ambulances come out, pull up, pull someone off a gurney. Gurney?
Yeah.
When I think gurney, I think of dead people, but that's not.
Well, the gurney is still the same thing. It's still the vehicle that
they're pulling someone out with
stretcher.
All this crap on them.
Right.
And they're going in. So they're not going where you're going. Where are they
going?
So
I was in zone 3. So that leads me to believe zone 1 and 2 exist.
So they went there, I guess.
Yeah.
Because
there was zone 3.
Multiple
times. Zone 3, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is for idiots. And that's where they put me.
You're not in that zone.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
There was another
zone
for people who just come in and ask for weird things.
Yeah.
You're in a zone where it's minor things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the guy beside me was complaining he couldn't sleep. He needed Tylenol 3. And I don't know if they gave it to him, but there was a conversation. And meanwhile, so they brought out this white towel. They put my hand on the towel. She said when she pulled it off, she was like, oh, this is really clotting well. This is great. So
yeah.
Like the butterfly thing did its job. And
so
I
get
was just
some
like,
butterfly Band-Aids. Those are going to be the most useful
that
Band-Aids.
Is your friend. And now we know.
Yeah.
I think now we know how to triage a kind of wound. Like I rather than just like stuffing a Band-Aid on.
Yeah.
You can use the Band-Aid to pull and seal stuff in a different way.
Well, our medical kit
appreciation
we got
for
from Costco, which is a big little emergency kit of all kinds of things in there. It took me a few minutes to go through. I did not know we had the butterfly Band-Aids. I had to really dig for them in there. But we have stuff in there for everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what the hell is this for? And you're like, oh, that's for road rash. I'm like, okay, but we should have got one for the car too. But
yeah,
it's a
should.
Really nice
we still
kit.
Should.
There's a lot of stuff in there that we'll probably never use and have to replace at some point, but I don't even know. But I want some more butterfly Band-Aids.
I'm a big fan.
Because I think that's where you should go from now on when you cut yourself like that. It's just
hashtag butterfly
that butterfly
Band-Aids.
Yeah, butterfly Band-Aids. They worked well.
Sure did.
Yeah.
So anyways, so she leaves it there. It stopped bleeding. She said, I'm going to have to, I'll probably, she says, this is clotting well. She says, but I'm probably going to have to make it bleed again. She's like,
ooh, I told you.
Get ready, sweetie. It's like, again, she's seen everything. So anyways, this white towel is down beside me. I'm laying down on the gurney bed.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts a towel over and then she steps out for a minute and I'm like, what am I going to do? Well, obviously, I'm going to pull out my phone and take a picture.
You did take a photo, and you're like, you want to see?
As I'm doing it, and I'm using my left hand now, which means I don't know how to use my phone at all, let alone try and focus
and then
it.
You would have dropped your phone,
yeah.
Got blood all over the
place. Of course,
place.
But I didn't. I managed to pull it off.
That would have been me.
But then she stepped back in, and I'm like, no, I'm not taking a photo of my hand.
Because it says no photos when you go back. There's a big no photos or video recording sign.
So anyways, I'm sure she just didn't care and probably assumed, you know what, I'm going to leave so this guy could take a photo of his hand. Like, that's probably what was happening. So anyways, I'm still sitting there, like maybe 5-10 minutes. I've got no track of time. I know how long that we were there.
Was it gushing?
It had still clotted. Like,
okay.
She left it. She put a towel sort of, my arm was like sleeping bagged in the towel. Like,
okay.
I was my arm was on it, but then it was folded over.
It's a little cute little
sleeping. And I could
tuck,
and I could pull it. I could peek at it.
Aww.
So finally, meanwhile, while I'm waiting, somebody was coming through and cleaning every surface. So they were cleaning things.
They're fantastic there. I was very impressed with. I actually think I was so concerned about going to a place that potentially could. Just because of COVID-19 stuff, I was like, the hospital is not where I want to be.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, I think it's okay to be there because it's probably the cleanest place you're going to be.
Yeah. And so, there'll be more to that part when I meet with the actual doctor. So then I heard what I believed was the doctor talking to another woman, another mm-hmm. lady, another patient, who is bitching about, not bitching, but she was complaining. She's like, I need antibiotics. I just can't handle the pain. She's like, well, sweetie, the antibiotics aren't going to help the pain. The last doctor gave me antibiotics. I need antibiotics. I just can't handle the pain anymore. It's like, okay, you've said that. That's me now saying that. The doctor's like, well, what helped the pain was the doctor also provide X drug, which I didn't catch the name.
She needs painkillers.
She needs a painkiller.
Not antibiotics.
She wants a drug. And so it's like, but I need antibiotics. It's like, then there was just silence. And then like a couple minutes later, it's like, okay, so we're going to give you the prescription. And then she's like, oh, thank you.
But it's a painkiller.
No, and then a couple seconds later, like a minute goes by, just like, but if you're still offering to give me the other painkiller, I'll take that too. So it's like,
wow. So they're literally, there is people there just to get painkillers.
Just to get pain pills. Yeah. But I'll trick them by asking for antibiotics.
What was she expecting? Oh, okay. Oh, you want it? Okay. I'll just go.
Yeah.
Just let me go ahead and give you more drugs so we can like sweep you off
and
the street later when you're dead.
She was complaining about a dental thing. So she's, and then I rushed the story, but she
it
was.
It doesn't sound like a dental thing, though. It sounds like someone wanting just
painkillers.
Addicted
pain to pain pills,
yeah.
Which I get because I don't never had pain pills, but I bet you they're pretty awesome. So she was complaining. She's like, have you contacted your dentist? It's like, the dentist isn't open. Well, the dentist is actually open. They will do a consult with you over the phone.
Yep.
And for this kind of situation, which is an emergency, they will help you out now. And it's like,
exactly.
But I need my antibiotics.
So there probably was never a dentist thing. They just used that as an excuse and like, oh my God, it's closed. I can just say I can't get a hold of them and they're going to have to deal with it.
Go spend the night in the
ER.
They must
deal with that kind of shit. All the fucking time.
And what happens when I see that kind of shit is mm-hmm. the same thing that I do that when we go onto a plane, it's like all of a sudden, I'm Mr. Charming, the nicest guy on the planet. Because I know these people deal with that all day long.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hi, how you doing? Hey, guess what I did? I sliced my finger open with a mandolin. Hey, I'm that guy. And so couldn't really get her to laugh at all. But I tried, damn it. So the doctor finally came in. She did a little quick check at it. She did, and I wasn't looking forward because you told me like they are going to, of course, freeze the area with a needle.
And they're
going to
put
like,
a needle in the wound.
What is that going to feel like? I've never had this dude.
Yeah, it's not fun.
So the first
and then
needle...
they kind of push around while they're doing it too.
Oh, and they asked me if I had a tetanus shot, and I'm just like, I don't know. Do people get those? I have no idea. It's like, well, your family doctor would get. I haven't had a family doctor in 20 years.
But you have
I've
one
just
now.
Just got one now.
Yeah.
And we didn't do that. So yeah, give me a tetanus shot. Let's do it. I can handle the shot. No problem. So she's looking at my other hand. Another nurse comes in. She gives me the tetanus shot.
They're doing both things at the same time?
Both things at the same time. Then there's a lot of prep work going on to get the whole finger. And the cabinet's right in front of me.
Did they
so
put the little blue
up.
Thing over your arm?
No, didn't get
with
that.
With a little hole in it?
Didn't get that.
No.
But she pulled out little kits. She opened that up. They were sealed up. It had the needle in it. It had the sewing kit in it.
Nice.
It was a whole thing. Again, another layer of towel gets in. So it's all this prep work. She is setting everything up. And then it's just like, fuck, I know it's coming. I know it's coming. First needle goes in. Not so bad. I can handle that. Mm-hmm. Then she pulls it out, puts it in. Mm-hmm. This time, like, I'm telling you, it went up to my elbow. It was deep into my hand. And it's just like, that one hurts. And I'm like, oh.
Did you scream?
I was just like, yo, like that's a little tender. And then she pulls that out, goes in a third time, didn't feel it. Like that fast, the pain stuff kicked in, and it was just like,
well, it's the needle. The needle isn't as bad as putting the needle in, and then they kind of work around your skin to move it around.
Don't know if she did that at all.
When they put it in, they kind of like push on your skin, and they
probably, yeah.
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 And so,
and I was sort of trying to look, didn't want to look. And then she goes to start suturing, and you know, she never told me actually how many she put in. I think she put in five or six.
I can't even tell. It's just a wad at this point.
No, you can't really tell.
It's like a big blood wad right now.
And I was just like, do I ask? How many stitches did you put in? But I didn't.
That's like the standard question people
ask you. I know,
but how many stitches did you get?
I know.
Because if you got one, you're nothing.
Right.
If you got 10, whoa, way to go.
Yeah.
So.
So. Anyways, the stitching, like, I'm glad I didn't feel that. I could feel the tuggings. Like, I knew exactly what she was doing.
It seems creepy. You feel like Frankenstein at that
point.
Yeah,
and she was, you could tell her, like, she was peeking in, and then she ultimately did five or six. But I think when she had four in, she thought that might be good. And then she went back, and I felt the fifth one. And I let her know. It's just like, oh, that I can feel that one. She's like, oh, yeah, okay. Shut up, finger boy. Just deal with it.
Finger boy.
Yeah. And then the sixth one, when she went back, I was just like, I'm going to feel this because obviously this stuff is wearing off. Didn't feel it at all. But
I'm so glad I wasn't there because they'd probably have to deal with me passing out.
Right.
So it's probably good that I had to go wait in the car.
So now I'm getting to what my favorite part of this whole experience was, is she's still doing it. She's wrapping up. Somebody, another medical staff person, comes into that cabinet and she goes, do we have any blah, blah, blah? Person just straight up ignored her and walked away. And she was like, oh, guess not. And then so she gets up and looks into the cabinet for whatever the heck she still needed. She also then leaves the area, and I hear her talking. It's like, can you put a dressing on the guy over there and whatever this
finger
behind,
boy?
Behind this
can
curtain.
You put a dressing on
can
finger
you
boy?
Put a dress on finger boy. So
a dressing.
And he's like, oh yeah, sure. Like right here behind this curtain. Yep. And so he sort of peeks his head in, sees what's going on. He then goes and comes back. She finishes up what she's doing. She's checking her work. It's all good. I ask her, like, so how long, like, she used the sutures that are going to dissolve. She said it'll be, like, 5 or 7 days from now. It'll be fine. That'll be easier because you won't have to come back in and have these taken out.
We don't want to have to.
Plus, she actually thought about not even suturing at all. She just thought, but, you know, it could tear open.
Yeah, I think
I'll just go ahead and do this, and this will be done correctly because it wasn't that busy. Oh, here was the other part. I'm asking her while we're there because I'm just sort of curious. I said, so it's just seems quiet in here. Is this a quiet night? She's like, it's been quiet since March. Like, really? It's like, yeah.
Did she say that bitterly?
Everybody's staying home.
Well, because they don't.
We have like
the hospital just seems like the mecca center for the coronavirus, right? You don't want to go there.
Absolutely.
I would have to be pulled by force to go there.
So she told me that they have like a third of the traffic of what they normally get, which.
What about the other traffic?
I don't know.
Like,
I think a lot of people are not going to emergency. And then when chatting about it with my mom today, she was like, no, they've been like telling people, make sure you it's safe to come here. Because I guess there's been people that have been having heart attacks and haven't been phoning for ambulances and things like that. Because they're freaked out about going to the hospital. Rightly so. But guess what? Safest place to be right now.
It seems like it. I was outside waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
I had a front row view to multiple ambulances pulling up and taking people out. And I was just like so sad to think that all these people have to go into the hospital right now. This is not the best time for them to go in there. But
it just
made me sad. And then and then when you were in there, do you want me to tell the story?
Well, I wanted to tell something first. So
okay,
while I was
I'll tell
there,
that story.
So I updated you when I got called to go into the other room.
Yeah.
And then I updated you one more time to tell you something like, oh, yes, I'm going to need stitches. So there's these moments of time. And then I thought, and there was actually a moment where I was like sitting there for like 3 minutes, like, I'm just going to relax a bit. It's like, oh, no, shit, I need to update Shannon to let her know what's going on. And then you didn't text back for like forever.
I was watching the thing going on in the parking lot.
What's happening? What's going on in that parking lot? Little did I know later that you were making this epic Insta story about your whole point of view of what was going on.
Yeah,
in the situation.
I was Insta storying your finger.
Yeah,
you cutting your finger, and like also like appreciating the health co-workers.
Yeah,
because sitting there watching them come out of the ambulance, all the ambulance workers, and they're covered in coverage. Like, not only do they have a mask, they have the shield, they have gloves, they have tons of stuff, and they're repeatedly bringing people in.
Yeah.
Like one ambulance leave, another one shows up.
Right.
Which is crazy to me. And I'm just thinking, holy fuck, every day they have to like put their own selves on the line to help all these other people.
Right.
But the fact that nobody's going, I mean, there is obviously some people are going because I watch, I don't know, 4 or 5 ambulances pull up and pull people out.
But what's it like on a regular day?
I know.
Right? All night long, I'm sure.
Oh, emergency rooms are crazy in the normal circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then, when you were still in there, two of the hospital workers, which I think were the two girls that were there to check you in.
Yes.
They came out, and they took their mask off. They still had their gowns on.
Yeah.
But they unbuttoned them so they can get some air.
Yeah.
And they went to their car, or one of the girls' cars, pulled out skateboards.
I love it.
And they started skateboarding across the parking lot. And all I thought of when she went zooming by, because her gown went flying in the wind like a cape, is like, that's awesome.
It was awesome.
It reminded me of Gonzo. I don't know why.
Gonzo?
You know, Gonzo got shot out of a cannon and he comes by and like his cape is flying. And they both just were whipping.
That's super Gonzo.
They were both just whipping back and forth really fast, just enjoying the wind and their little gown they were wearing, just flying back. It's awesome.
That's amazing.
I was able to record it and put it up on InstaStory.
And it looked like they were newish on the skateboard. Like they were balanced. They were doing their thing, but it's not like they were like doing tricks or anything.
Yeah, they were. I would say they're young. They were like 20s or early, like later 20s, I guess.
And I admire that because no better way to spend your whole night there. You're there already. You might as well break your wrist and then just be at the ER.
Yeah.
So you're doing it at the right spot. But
that brought me a little bit of joy. I was just like, that is really funny that
cool.
No one sees those little moments that the things they do to like relieve stress or working night shift or whatever. And they decide to skateboard.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And so they were taking turns. They were both going on and whipping across the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then it was maybe 10 or 15 minutes and they went back in.
So funny.
So what do you do on your break? Because
go skate.
But it was also
the
epitome of like, you know, you call your hospital workers our heroes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was going by with the cape. It looked like a cape on. I was like, that's such a great meme right there.
I love that you got that video. Yeah. And so we'll attach it to this episode so you can see it on the post.
Yeah.
And
I'll have to make
it
like
an Instagram story on that.
I can save that story, the whole story in like a.
Yeah.
The little, what are those little circles on Instagram?
Whatever the Instagram.
The ones where you can go look.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. I don't know what they're called.
So my next favorite part of this experience was Clement, the male nurse who came back to
what? The name is Clement?
His name was Clement.
Clement?
Clement came back to do the dressing on my finger, and you know, he was gung-ho. He was sizing up my finger, mm-hmm. and he was looking at it. He's like, okay. And then he's got his arms folded, and of course he turns and puts his back to me, and he just looks at the cabinet, and there's like 9 million different things for like bandages and all sorts of things.
Wow,
to use.
I would love
like,
to have access to that.
It was incredible. And he keeps looking, and he's touching stuff, and he's pulling things out, and he's looking. It's hard to wrap a finger. He turns around, he looks at it again, and then he's just doing that thing where he's like, huh. Arms folded and doesn't know where to go.
It's a weird spot to cover.
And then he comes back and sits down beside me with a couple things, and he's sort of like, okay, I can wrap that. He's like, he can't figure it out. It's just like, dude, fucking give me the gauze so I can get the hell out of here. Like, he was just being a little bit too careful.
But it is a hard thing to wrap. We had a hard time wrapping it because it's at the tip of your finger.
It's like, I've just seen Shannon do this 3 times. Just bind the shit up.
But
so
you
I can
think
get
they
here.
Would have wrapped, like, a tip of a finger before. Someone's cut off the tip finger before.
You did it 3 times. I mean,
but it's funny. It was funny.
It was just a funny moment. Yeah. And I think I even said to him, like, yeah, let's just go for it, man. Let's just see what happens. Like, let's just do it. It's like, okay. And then
turns out there's a finger sock.
He had a little finger sock, which I enjoyed.
How do we get those finger socks?
As he's standing there with his back to me, you know how janitors have like a key thing on their buckle?
Yeah.
Well, he had a roll of like tape. So tape must be the thing that they're using constantly.
Just taping shit up.
Yeah.
They tape cords and stuff to people's bodies too, right. Like the IVs and stuff.
So
right?
He was standing there and looking stuff. He's got the gauze. He's got the sock thing. And then I can see him looking for something. And he sort of. And this is again where he was turning and back and turning and back. And then you could see him process. Oh, I've got tape on me. And then that's what he ends up using to mm-hmm. finally get it back. So I just feel like it was almost like first day on the job kind of thing and jitters and wanted to do it right. And then didn't remember that he's got his go-to tape on him.
Did he pull it from his, did he take it off his waist or did he pull it out? It, did he leave it there and just go?
Pull and rip from the waist, man.
Oh, badass. Did he do that? Do you do the hard rip? Did he go? Just take it off.
No, it was
I love my sound effects.
It was not aggressive. It was focused. Clement, I think his name. He pulled it off.
He can work a roll of tape.
He can.
Cool.
And then I was done. And then I texted to you like I'm coming out.
Yeah.
And the whole thing I think was 1 hour 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? About that?
Yeah. And meanwhile I was filming stuff in the parking lot, like the handicap signs in the parking lot, because they're not a normal handicap sign.
And you even got me walking out of the hospital.
Yeah, I did. But these handicap signs are not normal.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
They're the wheelchair person, but they're the wheelchair person in the position of a race. Like, they look like they're all racing.
They're active.
Is there different symbols for handicap signs? Is there an emergency handicap? Maybe that's what it means? Like, because they're going fast?
Maybe.
I'm curious if there's different signs. Like, this is
it's
an emergency
icon.
Handicap. The non-emergency race wheelchairs are over there. Right. I don't know. But this is a question I need to look up.
Yeah.
They're different handicap signs because all of them are lined up in the row looks like they're all racing each other.
Yeah.
It has to mean emergency handicap parking. So.
They're a good icon. Yeah. It was a good icon. It definitely showed speed.
Yes.
So emergency.
Yes.
At the ER. Yeah. It makes sense.
But it was nice to see you come out finally. And you were gone maybe 1 hour and 22 minutes. Yeah.
So then we got home, you showed me your video stuff in the car, and then we got home, and it was like, 6 o'clock before I was finally...
The sun
like,
was...
Like,
we watched yeah. this. I watched the sun yeah. come up in the parking lot.
Oh, I had to bang out an email and let people know that I was going to be...
Sleeping.
What had happened, and here's the other funny part. What I discovered later today is that when you leave the E off of spelling the word mandolin... That can lead to people not knowing what the fuck you're talking about and thinking that you are playing the mandolin and cutting your finger off because you're shredding so hard.
That would have been such a better story, not a cucumber incident.
Yeah. So it's like, dude, I've been up all night. I didn't even know mandolin had an E. I didn't know there was 2 different spellings of that. And like, I can't freaking type to save my life, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can type on one hand, but like everything else is just wrong on the other. So I'm like typing with my left hand, but my right hand, I'm having to do the hunt and peck.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was pretty funny. It made your fingers look really dainty.
Yeah.
Because you have a baseball bat finger.
I do have dainty fingers.
But it was funny.
But it was done. Woke up to some nice messages of people just like going like, oh my God. And like, oh my God, if I had to go to the hospital right now, like that would just be nuts. I can't imagine how horrifying that was. And then, and then just people disgusted because, you know, everybody's, it's probably one of the first emails they read this morning and about some idiot coworker who cut their freaking hand
well,
off.
I think it's not obvious what you're supposed to do in an emergency, a non-COVID-19 emergency right now. You don't know what to do.
Right.
And I was struggling trying to find where do we go? What's the clinic we should go to that's non-COVID-19 clinic?
Yeah.
And so and everything didn't open until 9 or 10.
Right.
And so I was like, our only choice is the emergency room in Burnaby would be the best place to go because Vancouver General, I think, is a bigger hospital and I just didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
So we made the right choice.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It ultimately turned out great. I mean, I'm fine
now.
It
was a minor thing, but it was still an interesting adventure.
I'll do anything for storylines for this podcast, basically, is what it comes down to.
Will you sting yourself with a murder hornet?
It's been done.
Okay. Dang.
I mean, maybe.
No, don't do it.
And once they cross the border,
they need to have a passport.
They do. Yeah. So that was my little journey. That was our journey. We both had separate little experiences that were nonetheless entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But let's hope we don't have to go there again. Anytime soon.
I need one of those gloves. Hmm? One of those special gloves that you're supposed to use when you're doing the mandolin.
Oh, we were watching, one of our friends sent us Tegan? Let me just find it.
Chrissy Teigen
video where her and her husband were using a mandolin.
Oh.
And they both cut the tip of their finger off the same day.
They did it worse than I did.
Yeah. They literally took their finger off.
Great story. Gross.
And they both went to the emergency room. It's funny that she decided to continue mandolining.
She was doing.
After he cut his finger off. She's like, you'll be fine. Let me just finish dinner.
Right.
And then, oh, I guess we should go now. But there's those special gloves you wear that help with that.
I need one of those gloves, possibly two.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of what those things are called. You only need one hand.
Yeah.
A Kevlar. A Kevlar glove. So we need to get one of those.
Yeah.
And then are you going to go back to it?
I will not let it defeat me. I will use the proper tool.
Well, I can tell you what went wrong. When I was looking away and you were making the cucumber salad that I asked for.
Yeah.
And it's my fault because I asked you to make it.
It's not
you were
fault.
Going really, really fast because someone wanted his nachos right away.
Yeah.
You were like, I heard how fast you were going and you don't need to go that fast. You just go really slow and you make sure you're doing it right. And you were just like, da, 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 da.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's totally what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have done the whole cucumber. You cut the cucumber in half.
And I should have used the damn thing, whatever the hell that's called, the cowboy hat. I should have used the cowboy hat to do it properly.
Yeah, the cowboy hat. I am going on Amazon tonight and ordering you one of those gloves.
Yes.
And they're only, I'm looking now, and they're only $10, and we can get it by Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness. Like tomorrow?
Yeah, and you get one pair.
Nice work, Amazon.
So, Only thing we need to know is which size you need. Medium?
Probably.
Yeah. So I will be ordering those gloves so you don't make
right
those
now.
Mistakes.
Yeah. Well, cool.
It reminds me of years and years ago at Christmas, I bought Scott, because he's not good with knives sometimes. I bought him the Rachel Ray tadpole knife. That came with one of those gloves.
Yes.
It was the cutest thing. It's a knife for kids. And that was one of his Christmas gifts.
I shouldn't have given away the glove.
Or the tadpole knife. But the tadpole knife, it actually had a green handle and it looked like a tadpole.
It was cute.
And it still cut.
It didn't have a sharp tip at
the end. It didn't
have
a sharp tip.
It was a good knife.
And then it came with the glove to wear.
Yeah.
And I thought that would be a funny gag gift for your stocking.
I need the little tadpole mandolin.
Yeah. But there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to get you a glove and hope you don't do it again. Hope I don't do it again or do it ever.
No, you should have. Yeah. You should have those gloves and follow the instructions and don't go freestyling.
Someone did. All because I asked for a cucumber salad with our tacos.
Yeah, but it's my fault. Anyways, that's that. Thank you for listening to my story of an idiot.
And story of an idiot.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good title. Story of an idiot. Ultimately, I'm totally fine.
Yeah. Oh, you're
my stubbornness gave me no sleep.
Yeah. If we would have went to the emergency room when I said.
Yeah.
We would have been home in no time.
My stubbornness is killing me, just like Britney Spears sang. She said loneliness.
Well,
yeah.
Now we know the hospital is a pretty safe place to go.
Cut me, baby, one more time.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you again to subscribe to this podcast. And I would love it if you subscribe to A Pint with Friends as well. Subscribe to both so you can get updates on both. There'll be...
Get
some beer updates. We got some more interviews coming. There's some fun things happening
there's
after
some interviews in the works.
The Steamworks one. So there's going to be another, sounds like there's going to be another interview with the Brewers there. So please give that a listen to and subscribe to Weird Together so you can get notified on new updates that we're putting up. We've recorded a bunch and I'm going to start flooding that up there.
Yeah.
We were sort of rationing them, but we're cranking them out. We're doing these a couple times a week, if not daily. Mm-hmm. So we've got a few recorded that we're going to put up already because they already feel like they're getting stale. So we need to put them up.
Well, and then we can cut ourselves again and talk about it.
I'll do something. Maybe it's your turn. I sacrifice for the podcast, Shannon. I sacrifice myself for the podcast. What are you going to do?
My accidents are much weirder than yours.
Yeah.
It'll be something weird. I usually walk into walls or put my head in a ceiling fan or something, but yeah.
You did say that earlier. It's like now that you're from home, you usually do hurt yourself more.
And there you go. You're doing it now.
Check.
You done it.
Checkmate.
No, you're good for another 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And look into getting a tetanus shot because apparently you're supposed to do that every 10 years.
My doctor has not offered me a tetanus shot. I can't say it.
Tetanus.
Tetanus shot.
So I'm coming for you, rusty nail.
Oh, yeah. It goes lick some nails now.
Oh, yeah.
Give it up. Scratch yourself. Let a wild animal just touch you.
Is that tetanus, though? Is it?
I think so. If you get bit by like a wild animal.
Like a raccoon or something.
Yeah. You can go play with raccoons
now.
Is
that rabies?
You get a rabies shot?
No, I got a tetanus shot. I don't know.
Is there a rabies shot and a tetanus shot?
Probably.
We're not doctors. Things.
Yeah, we're not doctors.
We are not doctors.
Well, thank you again for listening. Please subscribe. Please write a review. Please follow us on Instagram or Twitter.
And follow Scott's new account, Captain Fingers.
Finger Boy.
That sounds dirty. No, kidding.
Finger Boy?
Finger Boy just doesn't sound good either. Anything with finger and boy or whatever doesn't work.
That's true.
It's just going to become a porn account.
Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Goodbye, humans.